Thank you for joining us for Night Crossings. I'm Michael Abels. With us today via Zoom is the musical dynamic duo Acoustic Eidolon, one of our favorite Night Crossings artists. Hannah Alkire and Joe Scott are in Colorado right now on the eve of their visit to the 45th annual Smoky Hill River Festival on September 2nd, and it continues right up until the 5th. Thank you very much for joining us.
We're thrrilled to be here, Michael.
Yes, thank you for having us.
You have such a colorful set behind you, a nice light, and you've got your Get Joe in front of you, and Hannah, you have your wonderful cello. I know you've got some interesting stories behind those works as well, and we'll talk a little bit about that as we move on. Tell our audience firsthand how the pandemic affected you personally and what you had to experience during the pandemic as far as pursuing your tour schedule.
Well, it was, I mean, obviously, everyone will start the sentence with, it was devastating, right? Because we had over 100 concerts cancel. And so it was a profound impact. But we, and by we, I mean Joe, tumbled almost immediately to this beautiful way to frame it. And he said, this is perfect. This is our creative sabbatical that we've been wanting to take for a number of years and have never wanted to lose the momentum or wanted to disappoint people and actually carve out time for ourselves to take. So we threw ourselves into making videos, bumping up our YouTube channel.
Recording our 13th CD.
Recording a new CD. There was time for new music and new stories and just time to live them a little bit more deeply before we had to sort of pump them out, so to speak. So there was another level of sort of depth to them, I think, that was able to come out because we finally had the time off the road.
And we were able to actually do 30 or 40 Zoom concerts around the country, actually around the world. We did one in the Netherlands, and it was a very creative time for us.
Here from our studio.
Right here in our recording studio.
Well, that's why, that explains the polish of the studio, because it's really colorful. The lighting is great. And if you'd like to take a look at it, I think we have a podcast of this particular broadcast. Well, let's see, things are opening up a little bit, and outdoor concert at Oakdale Park in Salina should have good attendance, thanks to in no small part to you being there. Tell our audience about the music you plan to play at the festival, and start off with why you chose it.
Well, we will do four sets there, and each set we plan on pretty much doing all different music for each set. So people, even if they follow us around through the festival, they'll get to hear some different stuff throughout the weekend. But, you know, our goal is to entertain from, 2 years old to 90 years or 100 and beyond. And so there'll be our traditional Celtic and flamenco. We have so much new music from our 13th CD, Remembering the Sun, which actually is thought of as kind of Hannah's solo CD. She did let me play on it a little bit. But we'll be doing, just a bunch of new music. And we tend to keep those shows more upbeat, being outside at a festival setting. And we're just really looking forward to being there with everybody. So,
and we always look forward to sharing the stories. We choose the songs to be able to share some of the stories and some of the what we have been through in this last year and what we have created as a result. And so we're trying to form these sets to be a very affirmative and very just inspiring kind of little cluster of music for everybody listening, so that they get a little chance to breathe and go, maybe I will look for silver linings in all this crazy. It's inspiring for us, so we want.
So about the piece that you're about to play for us, tell us about that one. What's the motivation, the inspiration? So
this piece was inspired by my great great grandfather, and he wrote a book called 50 Years Below Zero. And the reason he did that is because when he was 19 years old, he went up to the very tippy top of Alaska on a whaling ship. And they dropped him off at basically near Point Barrow with a lumber pack and a buddy and said, okay, build a whaling station and survive the winter. Good luck with that part.
Oh my gosh.
You will come back in the next August or so when the ice melts and a ship can come in and we'll check on you. And so he did. He built a whaling station there and started what became a big part of the town of Barrow, Alaska. And Barrow has now gone back to its Inupiaq name, which is Utyakvik. But he married an Inupiaq woman, and their first daughter was my great-grandmother. And
wow.
named after both of those women. So it was a very personal thing. So 2 years ago, my son and I took a mom-son trip and finally got all the way up to Utqiagvik, to Barrow, to meet this whole part of our family. And it was so life-changing and powerful and inspiring that it inspired this next song, which is called 50 Years Below Zero.
I am excited to hear it.
So it may be hot in Kansas for Smoky Hill, but this song has a bit of the ice of the north, so it'll cool everybody down for a minute.
Dancing with the drums, heart icy shores, midnight sun. Your courage is a force and your ways
all those years
below zero. Your stories dance in my heart. Ancient shores, midnight beauty. Your courage is a force and your ways carry on.
Absolutely beautiful. I enjoyed that. I mean, that was mesmerizing, just listening to the lyrics and the guitar, but just awesome. I appreciate that performance.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Well, that's coming from the album that you are just recently producing, your solo album, 50 Degrees.
Yeah,
it's called, the song's 50 Years Below Zero, and the album is Remembering the Sun.
Okay.
It's based on that Inupiaq concept of carrying the sun with you through the polar night, through their 67 days of darkness. So it's a powerful, very positive.
So did you write the lyrics for that as you were heading up on this particular pilgrimage, I should say?
I had ideas for it, but I realized I had to make the pilgrimage before I could write the lyrics. So it was everything that I learned up there and brought back with me that then became the song.
So what was the weather like up there?
It was cold. It was in the 30s. It was below freezing and with an icy wind the whole time. It was
so I've seen documentaries where you have whale stations. Is it that barren up there?
Yes.
Really? Just a few rocks and bleached wood?
Yeah,
it's
and the
true.
Only thing, the only way to get there is by either airplane, helicopter, or ship. There's no roads that go into Barrow.
And ships only still in August when the ice melts on the Arctic Sea. So,
have you ever been on a journey like that?
No, nothing. I mean, our travels take us everywhere, but that was completely unique, and I absolutely loved it. My son and I, he's a photographer and videographer, and so he actually shot part of a music video of a song that I wrote for him called The Journey from Water to Sky. And there are scenes from me sitting on the bleached whale bones on the beach at the whaling station. You know, there are scenes of that in that video on our YouTube channel. So we've
fantastic
pulled some of the imagery in because it was too powerful to not, you know.
Yes, that I mean, and the music backs it up perfectly. This is great. Our Acoustic Eidolon, fantastic group here. One of our favorite Night Crossings artists. It looks like Joe's taking the Get Joe off.
Yeah.
And he's breaking out another instrument. So we are really getting ready to get down here.
That's right. He's picking up the guitar that this cello and guitar are from matched pieces of wood. They have the exact same DNA, same top, same back.
Oh, really?
There was a story there, and that was from our A Tree Finds Its Voice CD, and then we did a documentary film on the telling of the making of these instruments and the telling of our stories.
Can you give me a little bit of that documentary right here? I mean, this is just intriguing. You have not filled out the story enough for me to go forward.
Absolutely. So I had a cello built by a cello maker, Christopher Dungy. And then fast forward a few years, that cello was in an airline accident. And he had told me when I brought it back to him to fix, he said, gosh, I have to recarve a new back. That's the voice of the cello. That's going to change everything. And he said, but I have a piece of wood from this same tree. And so he rebuilt it. So then fast forward to about 4.5 years ago, he called us up and said, I just came into possession of another piece of wood from that exact same tree. And you seem to have this thing going, you know, with the tree. And so,
after he built the cello, we discovered there was enough wood left over to build this guitar. So these were built from the same curly maple back, sides, and neck, and Engelmann spruce top, the same two pieces of wood. So
there have been string quartets built from, you know, the same wood or by the same matched sets, but there's never been a matched set guitar and cello. It's an unusual combination.
Mm-hmm.
So to our knowledge, this is the only matched guitar cello set in the world. And we thought, if anyone does this, it has to be us. Like, we felt part of this moral responsibility.
Yes, indeed.
To do it, it was pretty cool.
Do you notice the difference in the music?
Yes. Well, yes. I mean, the instruments are just...
Yeah, they inspired a ton of new music, obviously. And so our last CD is called The Sound of Saying A Tree Finds Its Voice. And it really features these two instruments heavily. And we have the tune, A Tree Finds Its Voice, which talks about the journey of these two instruments.
So, and because
the tree.
Yeah, and because Joe and I have always had, you know, been lucky enough to have so much chemistry between us and part of our story, and then have instruments with that. You know, it's very,
it's almost very, like you've got a family there. You've got the instruments are your kids, and they're related. So
that's it.
Well, let's hear what you've got for me.
All right.
So this is another piece from the new CD. This is called Doimun, and it's a Faroese piece. It's from the Faroe Islands, which are up in the North Atlantic Sea between Iceland and Scotland. And there are 18 islands there, and we got to play 2 weeks of shows there 2 years ago. And it was just a spectacular place to be and a spectacular place to play music. And the most dramatic of our concerts was in a sea cave.
Right. We were in a sea cave doing the concert to several people on a boat, on a rubber boat. And that was quite an adventure. And part of the thing, Journey, was that we had to play, half of our music was by Faroese composers. So this is actually by a Faroese composer named Christian Black. And this is on our new CD. It's about one of those 18 islands called Doimun.
Really nice and very evocative. I mean, just and melancholy. Very is that the intent of the melody, to be that way, just so sad? So
it's very haunting, because there are, the islands are full of these, you know, seabirds and rocks and the waves. You constantly feel and see and hear the ocean. And so I think of it as that whole ebbing and flowing of life, and people just kind of, they don't take over the islands. They just kind of live in them. There will be nine people on one island and none on another. And so it's
one of the most spectacular places on the planet. It's Google the Faroe, F-A-R-O-E islands. And wow. And
we also did a mini documentary, maybe 5-7 minutes, something like that, on our YouTube channel.
A whole 2-week tour, including footage of us playing the concert in the sea cave. And it's pretty magical.
So you're not just musicians, but you're actors, because you're doing full documentaries.
No, that's, we don't act, but I mean, we're terrible at acting, but we do document things.
Okay. Well, the music is just absolutely lovely. I've seen you've armed up with the Gitcho again. So do you have another work for us here?
Yeah. We'd like to go out on an old Simon and Garfunkel tune, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Our last CD, we did an instrumental rendition of their Sounds of Silence.
Oh, no. One of my favorite works, and this is going to be fantastic. Thank you very much. Joe and Hannah of Acoustic Eidolon. They will be at the 45th annual Smoky Hill River Festival in Salinas, Oakdale Park. The festival takes place Thursday to Sunday. That's September 2nd through 5th. And Acoustic Eidolon will be on stage 3rd, 4th, and 5th of those days. Thank you very much for joining us this today, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for having us. This was a thrill.
This was a very great thrill for me, and I appreciate you taking some time out and giving us a nice concert for our show.
All right. Thank you.
See you soon. Thank you.